The following is a presentation of Real Racing USA.
The O'Reilly Auto Parts ASA Fast Lane, only on Real Racing USA. Meet the racers of America's most exciting short track racing series every Wednesday night from 8 p.m. until 9 p.m. From the Milwaukee Mile to Bristol Motor Speedway, Five Flags in Nashville, the ASA is the racing series where young talent meets wily veterans in extreme short track competition. O'Reilly is America's auto parts store, and the ASA is America's premier late model series. O'Reilly Auto Parts ASA Fast Lane gets you close to the action and behind the scenes with the real stories from the drivers themselves. The O'Reilly ASA Fast Lane, only on Real Racing USA.
Well, Mr. Terry Wall.
And Mr. Jack Smith.
It's the O'Reilly ASA Fast Lane for, let's see, this would be September the 26th, 2007.
No way.
Yeah, way. Isn't it weird?
I know.
It's just
time flies when you're having fun, huh?
I guess, man. So that means as the older you get, the more fun that you're having, because time certainly moves faster the older you get. Remember when you were a kid, man, we were waiting for the next thing, like, or, you know, like you in your case were waiting for the next race you were going to get to go to when you were a kid?
Exactly.
It took forever.
Ever to get to the next Saturday.
Man, you can't keep up when you get to be our old age. So anyway, we got some young guns coming on again tonight, man. It's like the ASA late model series continues to be dominated and really dominated by the youngsters, don't they?
Yeah, we have Trent Snyder, who won the Odessa race at I-70 Speedway, and I'm not sure of his age, but I know he's a youngster. But the guest that I'm really interested in talking to is Alex Kennedy, who finished second in the race, and he's only 15 years old. And then there's they notice here in seventh, after going down a lap early, was 17-year-old John West Townley, who we had on the show, I believe, last week. And the division champion, Northern Division champion last year, Jesse Smith, is only 18 years old. So, but we got two young guns on the show tonight, one that won the race and one that finished second. And then we also have Brandon Johnson, who
damn near won it.
I'm sorry?
He damn near won it.
And damn near won it. He led for 130 laps. Brandon Johnson was in the lead, and then the other kid, I forgot his name already, geez, oh, peaks. Trent Snyder took over the top spot after 130 laps and finished the race in first place. And he won the other race at Odessa. And as I was talking to him today, there was people from Late Model Digest was doing an interview with him to put in the paper, said that they called ASA and they're going to run 8 races next year at I-70 Speedway because he won both of them this year. So, and he was being joked about, so. But anyway, I'm looking forward
to it. And Ron Varney got a sense of humor, don't he?
Oh, yeah.
yeah, Trent Snyder's got, what, now a 20-point lead over the gray-bearded, I'm joking, of course, Peter Cozzolino.
Oh, yeah, at 38 years old, he's the old guy.
And Charlie Menard's sitting back there in third place waiting for somebody to screw up.
Right, right. And the Southern Division, just to mention the Southern Division, since we're going to have some Northern guys on tonight, Jeff Choquette is in first place. Brandon Johnson, who almost won that race, is in second place. And Bo Slocum is in third place now. Bo, I guess, took a hit in Odessa.
He took a hit. No doubt about it, man.
So, and then Chris Fontaine is fourth, and John West Townley is fifth in the Southern Division.
Yeah,
obviously, we're going to get into the Northern Division here a little bit because we're going to have Northern drivers on.
Yeah, and then, of course, next week, I think we're going to talk to Chris Fontaine, and we might talk to perhaps we'll talk to the owner of DeSoto Super Speedway, where the the next Southern Division race will be. John Sapricone.
You mean to tell me we might have John the Super Sapricone on?
I think that would be most appropriate. And
I think it would, too.
Yeah, I think it would be a good thing.
All right. And one of the ironic things I'm going to get into when we interview Trent Snyder, they just made the announcement last week of Dale Earnhardt Jr. having the number 88. And lo and behold, Trent Snyder runs the 88. So I'm going to ask Trent if that was sort of a good omen for him before going to the Odessa race.
Race car drivers and omens, huh?
Oh, yeah.
All right.
And superstition.
Well, I'll tell you.
One show we should do, Jack, is drivers and their superstition.
I'm telling you. It'd
be amazing.
I'll tell you, there's a lot of them. So I'll tell you what, we're going to do we'll talk to Trent Snyder first. Is that what we're up to?
Yeah, we're going to have him up first.
Okay, I'll tell you what, then. If that's the case, let me push this button, push that button, and I think we'll be off and running with some commercials, and we'll come back in a few minutes with Trent Snyder.
Okay.
Presentation of Real Racing USA. Are you ready to win? If so, it's time to move up to 5-star Race Car Bodies. 5-star Race Car Bodies designs and manufactures the highest quality race car body components. Short tracks, drag strips, road courses, and even in the desert, 5-star has one driving passion: to help you win. 5-star Race Bodies designs and manufactures for NASCAR, Grand Am, NHRA, IHRA, SCCA, short track asphalt, short track dirt, USAC, USAR, Hooters Pro Cup, and the ASA Late Model Series. Find out more today. 5starbodies.com.
When purchasing a technical product like brakes, there is no substitute for quality and experience. In the performance industry, no one has more experience than the Brakeman. The Brakeman has been designing high-performance solutions for a variety of applications for almost 40 years. The current products from the Brakeman are among the most advanced on the market. The Tornado calipers are the only calipers in the performance industry to carry a U.S. patent number and their new line of pads and rotors. The Brakeman Super Brakes are solving brake problems on hard-use vehicles, from police cars to ambulances and a variety of fleet vehicles. So if you're towing a trailer, carrying heavy loads, or just plain want to extend the life and stopping power of your vehicle, it's time to call the Brakeman. On the web at thebrakeman.com.
Yes, the Brakeman. I'll tell you. Terry, have you had a chance yet to listen to the interview that we did with the Brakeman?
No, I haven't. Warren Gilliland, the original owner, the originator of the Brakeman, I've talked to him many times on the phone, haven't got the interview.
Let me tell you what.
The interview.
It's rare that this guy knows his business. It is really a treat when you run across somebody who really, 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 truly knows their business. And I'm going to tell you, that man knows brakes. And in a 15-minute interview, Rick Angies, who's been in mechanical stuff his whole life, was absolutely flabbergasted, tried to throw him off with some kind of little tricky questions. And, man, it was quite a 15-minute education in brakes and the brake man. But I'll tell you what, we're back here at the O'Reilly ASA Fastlane, and I think we're going way up north.
Yeah, we are. Minnesota, as a matter of fact, and how people can live in Minnesota in the winter, I have
now.
We have Trent Snyder on the O'Reilly ASA Fastlane. Welcome, Trent.
All right, thanks for having me, guys.
Yeah.
Now I won't talk about Minnesota anymore because it's cold there. I gotta ask one question: what do Minnesotans do in the wintertime when it's so cold and all that snow? What do?
Just bundle up, I guess, or to spend all winter working in the shop to make the race cars faster.
There you go.
Okay.
That's why the guys in Wisconsin and Minnesota, they're so good at short track racing, Terry.
Oh, yeah. A lot of good drivers came out of Wisconsin and Minnesota.
So, Trent, did you have fun out at I-70 Speedway or what?
Oh, I had a blast. That was a super great race. Just love the ASA series, such a good series. It was the north-south shootout, so we had tons of guys from the south who I'd never raced with before, but just an awesome show.
Yeah. So take us around that track once. Just take us a full lap around I-70 Speedway.
Okay, well, first we just have to find, a silo, and then then you just take whatever you got that's laying around that's the fastest and just hold it wide open. So it's just super banked, so it's a big half mile. So you're on the gas almost the whole time. It's just super fast track.
Yeah, wow.
And what's the ASA cars getting through the corners so well? Because obviously you don't have as much horsepower as the super late models. Do you find it easier with the ASA cars to get around a high bank crank than a super late model?
We ran I-70 a couple years ago once with a super late model, and I don't know, it seems almost, not tougher with a crate motor because, like you said, the less motor, but you have to try and keep your momentum up, and just, you know, super late, you can make up for it with throttle and horsepower. So ASA cars, you got to be real, real finicky and just not scrub any speed off.
Real smooth.
Yeah.
And we were talking to Trent when I called him to set up the interview, Jack, about he was doing an interview with Late Model Digest.
Oh.
And the Late Model Digest guy told him that he called ASA and that they were going to run 8 races next year at I-70 Speedway because obviously Trent has won both races this year. So what do you think? Do you think you could handle it if they run like 8 races there, Trent?
I think that'd be awesome as far as our record at I-70, at least for this year. But I don't know. We've just had a super good car thanks to Steve Strasburg and Race Car Help. He's been helping us all year and just been giving me unbelievable equipment. And it's actually a car that he helped us put together, a new Hamke chassis. So just super pumped.
Robert Hamke, huh?
Yeah, he started building those. The winter before last, and I got one of the first ones he was working on, and man, I tell you what, we've been taking that thing everywhere, and everywhere we've gone, we've been just a top five car.
Yeah, I know Robert, and I know a guy who used to work for him, and actually BJ McLeod down in Florida had Hamke chassis, and the word is, and I'm not a chassis guy, but the word is they're real easy to adjust and to work on. Is that pretty much the case?
Oh yeah, I love working on them, and I'd love to get another one. We've got a pretty small team and small budget, so it's tough to just, you know, get a bunch of race cars. But yeah, I like working on them, and they just seem to want to go fast.
Trent, what's your experience in the ASA? Is this your first year in the ASA, or have you played this game before?
Well, it's our rookie season, but we're not technically a rookie. We ran 2 North races last year, and we ended up winning one, so that canceled our eligibility for Rookie of the Year this year. But it is our first full season, and it's just a super great series. Tons of great teams out there, like Menards, and it's a really good series, and tons of young guys coming up, and just lots of talent. When, like, got Eddie Hoffman coming in, and Robbie Pyle, and Brian Campbell, and all those guys.
The Greybeards, we call them.
Okay.
How old are you, Trent?
23.
Okay, that's cool.
So well, I feel kind of like the old guy just because there's so many super young guys, but yet I'm still fairly young, I would think.
I guess so, when you have a 15-year-old chasing you to the checkered flag.
Yeah, I remember when I was 15, I was running a legend car, and I couldn't imagine being at I-70 with an ASA car ripping around that place. That'd be wicked.
See, there you go again, Terry, the legend cars. They always come up, man.
What's up? I mentioned that.
Huh?
Yeah,
you did mention that, but it happens. It's just a thing, you know. So now what is your plans for next year? What are you going to do with this game next year?
Oh, they just asked me that last night, too. You know, we're just not totally sure yet. I haven't got anything lined up. Hopefully we can maybe get a sponsorship deal or maybe drive for a team or something. I want to race as much as possible and all over, but our budget doesn't really allow us to do that much, so hopefully if nothing comes along, we can at least run maybe the North Series again and some other select shows.
What, you know, again, this is always seems to be the issue is getting the money to go race. I mean, Brandon Johnson, who will be on the show in a little bit, he's from the South Division, second in points, and same kind of scenario. I mean, barely able to make it to Odessa, and some of you guys that have low budgets and don't have the big teams, it is really fascinating, and it's a tribute to not just your driving ability, but your stamina mentally to be able to pull this off, man.
Yeah. I think another thing that helps is we always can't always buy tons of tires for practice, so we always, you know, get one set and then just run them a bunch and just run through long runs and stuff and try and get the car consistent. So I think that actually helps us more than if we did have a bunch of money and we're buying tons of tires. But, yeah, it's definitely tough, you know, when you don't have a lot of money because just trying to come up with, you know, paying for a hotel and fuel to get there and back, and it's never easy.
Yeah, so now who are your sponsors? How do you manage to pull it together? And do you work on the car yourself?
Yeah, I'm pretty much in the shop. I got a couple guys that come out and help me in the night to scale and everything, but I pretty much keep it all maintained and everything myself. And then my dad also helps me, but he helps me a bunch financially. I definitely wouldn't be able to do it without him. So I owe everything to him. But then we got Donlinger Chevrolet, Malacca Unclaimed Freight featuring Ice Castle Fish Houses, Shannon's Auto Body, National Fleet Graphics, racecarhelp.com, Aggressive Hydraulics, and Performance Concepts out of Cedar Rapids, Iowa. They're doing the engines for us this year.
Is that one of those engines right there?
Yeah, that was my dad just fired up his diesel truck.
I gotcha.
Pretty noisy.
I gotcha. We're talking here with Trent Snyder of the ASA Late Model Series North Division, winner at I-70. Go ahead, Terry. I know you had something there on your mind.
At the halfway point, Trent, did you have to make many adjustments on your car to finish the last 100?
Well, I knew we had a good car going into the race, and then as the first half wound down, like about 30, 40 to go, we were starting to get pretty loose, and I'm like, I knew we weren't going to be able to have a top car unless we made an adjustment, but I didn't want to go too much, so we ended up finding out our stagger opened up a little, so we corrected that, and then just put a little bit of just a couple adjustments, a little bit of cross and a panner bar adjustment, and it came out just perfect when we went back over the second half.
Did gentleman Strasburg, was he there and help you with those adjustments?
He just had a baby here just a couple weeks ago, so he wasn't able to make it down there with us. But he was with us in the spring when we won that race, and then I came back with I documented everything. I came back with the exact same setup, and then we never changed a single thing in practice the whole time we were there.
Right. But you just were a little loose in the first 100, so who decided on what adjustments to make?
It was kind of a team decision. We talked about it on the radio under caution before the break.
Uh-huh.
And we kind of talked about how much we wanted to adjust and what we wanted to change. And kind of just between myself and my dad, basically, I guess.
Okay.
Are you
pretty much a family operation?
Yeah, it's pretty much my dad and my stepbrother and my uncle. And then I got Richard Wall out of the Twin Cities. He's about 2.5 hours away. He comes in spots for me. But yeah, other than that, it's pretty small operation.
Did what? You say Wall, W-A-L-L?
I think it's W-A-H-L.
Oh, okay.
It sounds like Wall. Yeah.
Those Walls are good guys.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, Trent, you're one, two. Go ahead.
Oh, I say, yeah, he's been helping me spot for a couple years, and I know he used to do some spotting in the old ASA National Tour and stuff, so he's got quite a bit of experience, and, yeah, he's a good guy to have around.
Well, Trent, you won two races this year. Both of them at the same place, and you got one race to go. You're sitting on a 20-point lead. Do you feel any pressure about this?
I hate the points battle stuff. We won a local track championship here a few years back, and yeah, I don't know. I just try not to think about it too much, and just it's going to end up how it ends up. You know, doesn't do any good to get all wound up. But yeah, there's definitely a little pressure there. It'd be real nice to get that championship. That's kind of been our goal here. So just go to La Crosse. It should be a good track for us, and we'll just do the best we can. That's all we can do.
One of the points I wanted to make is that Dale Earnhardt Jr. made the announcement on Friday, I'm not sure what day, that he was going to the car number 88. And obviously your car number is 88. Do you think that had any bearing on how well you did this weekend?
It probably didn't hurt any. I know that if Junior wanted to pick it, it must be because it's a pretty fast number, I would think.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And you're going to be related. I mean, that's going to be a relationship now, from now on. You're number 88, and Dow Jr.'s number 88. So you might get some legwork out of that number.
Yeah, now we just need to get a hold of Junior and talk him into letting us run his number 88 Busch car some weekend.
Hey, yeah, Terry, I think he did it because now all the people with those pickup trucks with that 8 in the window, all they got to do is stick another 8 up there, and they're set to go.
And the tattoos that people got with the 8, they can just put another tattoo next to it.
That's right.
Yeah.
Trent, who is your favorite NASCAR driver?
Ooh, that's a tough question.
Oh, you're afraid to tell us about Jeff Gordon?
I do like Gordon. He's a super good guy, but I don't really have a favorite, I guess. There's so many guys that are in Cup that are just so good, and I don't know. I like all the up-and-coming guys, and like the guys from Wisconsin, like Eric Darnell, and those are my guys I root for.
Yeah. Well,
Travis Quaffle is making a big move next year. He's going to Robert Yates Racing in the Cup Series. So Travis is from up in Wisconsin also.
Yeah, I was glad to see you got that ride with Roush this year in the truck, and he's been doing super good. So,
yeah, won 4 races. I always knew Travis had it, and why he got canned after winning the championship in the 16 truck, I'll never know why that move was made, because they put Jack Sprague in the truck, and that was the worst move they could ever make. And now he's not even in the truck no more. But, yeah, Travis is going to do well. I think the situation with Robert Yates Racing fits him perfect. I don't know what number he's going to run, though, because he's replacing Ricky Rudd, which had the 88. So it would be neat to see him run the 28 like Davey Allison ran the 28 before he passed away. But, you have aspirations, Trent, to go to the next level?
Oh, yeah, that's definitely our goal. And I mean, we've been trying to run as many races as we can and try and get as much exposure as we can and just try and get some help either financially or with a team or something, I'd like to get at least a shot to try, and you know, so, before I get too old, I guess, you know.
So Trent, the bottom line is, again, you do not have a major sponsor, correct?
No, we have like most of the sponsors I got are just like the body shop helps paint the car for nothing, and the sticker guys give us free stickers, and the engine guy, you know, does stuff for more like cost. And we don't have much for dollar-wise that we get.
Yeah, so here we go again, Terry.
Exactly.
I don't know about the other young race car driver that we have on the show. Maybe you might know, but Trent Snyder and Brandon Johnson, neither one. Both of them are just super talents, obviously. Mm-hmm. And neither one of them have major sponsor, man. Somebody needs to step up and take advantage of this opportunity. And
I was talking to Trent about that earlier, and then I'm going to talk about it with you later, Jack.
Cool. Do you have a website, Trent?
Yeah, TrentSnyderRacing.com.
All right.
And there's an email contact in there and stuff.
All right.
Yeah, I'd just love to be able to race. We're not worrying about budget and be able to do, you know, tons of races and just get, you know, tons more seat time.
In your situation, Trent, if somebody would pick up the tire bill, and somebody pick up the gas bill, and somebody pick up the hotel bill, and another one for the food bill, that would be enormous to you, wouldn't it?
Oh, yeah. We'd probably be racing 2-3 times a weekend all year long then. That's pretty much our only thing that's limiting us right now is running more. And that, and I guess being in Minnesota, we're pretty far. We got a lot of travel time between races.
Right.
But
what's the 85 car? Is that your late model car at a local track?
The 85 car was the ASA car we ran last year.
I got you.
I got 88 back this year, but it was taken last year, so I had to run the 85 for just a few races.
All right, so you go to TrentSnyderRacing.com, and you can check out all the information about Trent Snyder. Buy a T-shirt. Got T-shirts on there. I mean, pretty cool. Thanks for being on the show with us, Trent. Wish you the best of luck, and we'll be watching, man, and see what happens.
Yeah, it's been a good time. Thanks a lot for having me on the show.
Right. Well, you got my number, Trent. Give me a call.
I will do.
All right. Thanks, Trent.
All right, thank you, guys.
All right, Trent Snyder.
Trent Snyder out of Minnesota.
Yeah, pretty cool. Yeah,
he said a mouthful there, Jack, when he said that living up so far north is a disadvantage. And
you got to go to North Carolina, man.
Yeah, and with Brandon Johnson living so far south, he's at a disadvantage.
That's right. You got to go to North Carolina, man.
Yeah, North Carolina or, yeah.
I hate to say it, but, you know, the people I talk to in the business, you know, you and I have been involved in motorsports marketing for a long time, you right. longer than me, but... And everybody that I talk to here in Florida, in other states, and in North Carolina, the consensus is, man, if you want to be a movie star, you go to Hollywood. If you want to be an actor on stage, you go to New York City. And if right. you want to race in NASCAR, you go to Mooresville or Charlotte or someplace like that in North Carolina. And yep. it's just what you got to do, man.
Well, I won't be moving to North Carolina soon because I don't want to be in NASCAR.
Yeah, well, I tell you what, let's go to a quick break and come back with, I'll tell you what, why don't we, who's the next race car star we have from the ASA North?
Alex Kennedy, a 15-year-old phenom.
Phenom. Ooh.
Phenom. Came in second in this, well, second or third in Odessa, and he's only 15 years old.
All right, hang in there. We'll be right back with a phenom. We'll find out what a phenom's all about.
You are listening to the O'Reilly ASA Fast Lane. We'll be right back.
Are you ready to win? If so, it's time to move up to 5-Star Race Car Bodies. 5-Star Race Car Bodies designs and manufactures the highest quality race car body components. Short tracks, drag strips, road courses, and even in the desert, 5-Star has one driving passion, to help you win. 5-Star Race Bodies designs and manufactures for NASCAR, Grand Am, NHRA, IHRA, SCCA, Short Track Asphalt, Short Track Dirt, USAC, USAR, Hooters Pro Cup, and the ASA Late Model Series. Find out more today, 5starbodies.com.
At Port City Racing, it's about winning. From lug nuts to complete race cars and 12,000 parts in between. Whether you're new to racing or a seasoned veteran, you'll find what you need at Port City Racing. Since 1981, Port City Racing has been producing winners, drag racing, circle track, and much more. You can now browse through our Port City Racing catalog on the web. View and shop online right from your race shop. PortCityRacing.com. That's PortCityRacing.com.
Do you need to raise your land and business to new heights? Then you need to call Evergreen Development and Construction. They do it all, from land development, construction, drainage, excavating, site prep, and even environmental projects. No job is too big for Evergreen Development and Construction. Give them a call at 813-478-8847. And don't forget to check out the late model Evergreen Development Construction Race Team. They'll be at a track near you. And remember, just think green. Evergreen Development and Construction. 813-478-8847.
This is O'Reilly ASA Fast Lane.
Yeah, it is absolutely the O'Reilly ASA Fast Lane. And I'm Jack Smith and Terry Wall, my partner in crime here. Terry, do we have our next guest lined up there?
Yes, we do. We're going to welcome Alex Kennedy to the O'Reilly ASA Fast Lane. Welcome to the show, Alex.
Thanks for having me.
Alex, you got that homework done?
Actually, yes, I do.
All right.
Well, your dad called me, Alex, and he said, yeah, I got to check and see if his homework's done. So he was sort of telling on you there, by accident, of course. And I told Jack, Alex, that it's really weird. We're talking about Odessa. It's a bad fast track, high bank, and we're going to interview a kid on the show that's doing homework.
Well, yeah. It might be odd to us. I'm sure it's not odd to Alex. Alex, tell us what it was like buzzing around that track at them speeds with against the competition you were racing against.
It was a pretty cool experience. We've been there one time before that where we were pretty quick to right from the start, but it was a pretty cool experience. Just basically running bumper to bumper at close to at least 130. I mean, it's a pretty wicked experience.
Yeah, is that the fastest?
How long you been racing, Alex? What did, give us a little background on your racing experience.
Well, I started racing basically core midget from a pretty young age. I think around 9, I want to say.
Mm-hmm.
And then I moved up into a bandolero whenever I was about 11. Moved into a bandolero with 600 Racing iNeck. And then I moved up into a legend car whenever I was 12 and 13. And then whenever I was 14, we were still running the legend car, but we started experimenting with the late model at our local track. We ran that for, we didn't race until this previous year. Whenever I, whenever I was 14, we started running in the USLMA series, which is a super late model on basically flat tracks, half-mile flat tracks. And they raced mainly the Southwest. And then this year I got into the ASA late models in the Northern Division.
There we go, Jack, the legend car again.
I'm telling you, man, there's just something about it. Now, where are you from again, Alex?
I'm from Aztec, New Mexico.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, he's in New Mexico right now.
Okay. Now, that one threw me because I was expecting another Wisconsin, Minnesota, Illinois. Are you racing in just in the north?
Yeah, I'm only in the Northern Division in the ASA.
Now, why? Why?
Just because this is where we started out. I'm not sure what our plans are for next year, but, I mean, we started out in the north because this is where our team is, though. I mean, basically, we moved up into the north. I don't know, I mean.
Just one of them things. Yeah.
Go ahead, Jack. More about this.
Yeah, so here you are. You're out in New Mexico, right? And you've been racing out there. Have you raced in the eastern United States prior to coming to the ASA Late Model North Series?
Only in my legend car. I ran my legend car in North Carolina.
I gotcha. Did you race in Charlotte?
I did.
Yeah. Did you like that?
That was a pretty strange experience because one weekend we went out there, it was the oval race on the infield of Lowesmore Speedway, and then the next time it was on the infield again, but it was in a weird configuration of a road course.
Right.
So that's basically all the experience I have out there besides ASA.
Yeah, I've seen that on TV. I have not seen it personally, but I've seen that on TV from Charlotte. Some of them layouts are a bit like road coursey.
The question I have, how did you get hooked up with a team in the ASA being in New Mexico?
We were kind of just basically looking for a team. We were just checking out guys, and we learned that we're going to be racing, it's all going to be Eastern, and we're racing in the Midwest, Mideast, and it's going to be really hard for us to do this on our own because of our location and because of all the other things that we have going on. And so we kind of started looking for a team, and we looked at a couple teams, and we ended up jumping in with 5K Motorsports, and it's been pretty good this year.
Was this your best finish, the second at I-70?
Yeah.
Where'd you qualify at? Oh, you started ninth, so where did you qualify?
I qualified ninth.
Okay, so it was starting straight up. Gotcha.
So, did you make many adjustments at the halfway point to get you all the way up to second?
Actually, I think the only thing we changed was air pressure.
Wow.
So you had a good car all night. You just made a tweak of the air pressure.
Yeah, we had 5K gave me a great car all night. Yeah.
Did you ever have a shot at? Did you think you ever had a shot at getting by Trent Snyder?
No, there was, the only way I was going to get around him was if I worked my butt off and if we got caution, because with 10 to go, I was working second place and me and him were battling, so Trent was just pulling away and pulling away, and I was trying to get around second so I can go after Trent, but once I got around him, it was 10 laps to go and turn had a full straightaway length lead. So basically, there's no way I was going to be able to catch him unless a caution came out, because we were running almost exactly the same lap time.
Well, you know, that's fascinating, too. I just can't get over it. That is such a big jump. I mean, coming, you got to be the guy who drives, or travels, rather, the furthest to come to these races. You got to be. I mean, unless there's somebody coming from Alaska or something. And so when you go to the race, you've raced all the races, right? Because you're 9th or 10th in points.
Yeah.
Do you get time to socialize and meet and maybe socialize a bit with some of the other drivers or other teams?
Yeah, I get to talk to a lot of people. Me and actually Dave Gentile, guys, he's ahead of me in points, but me and him hang out a lot. We talk a lot. We mainly talk about racing, but sometimes we talk about other stuff. But I mean, I get to talk with a lot of people. Yeah, I get to socialize just a lot, just at the track. I mean, that's it though. But there's a lot of time in between, like qualifying and the actual race, because you have to let local series run or something. And that's just, I mean, we'll run into each other, and yeah, I get to socialize quite a bit.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's a lot of drivers in the north that are a little older than you, but not much older. And is Dave Gentile a kid your age too?
Actually, no, he's not. He's around 30 years old.
Oh, okay.
Where'd that come from, Terry?
What's that?
Dave Gentile.
I don't know, and. I have him on the list there. He's 8th in points, but I didn't know how old he was. I know there's other like Jesse Smith and Trent Snyder and we got some young guys in the top 10 in points.
You know, it seems to me. What is the name of? What is your website, Alex?
It's alexkennedy.com or alexkennedyracing.com. Either one will get you there.
Okay. Let me see here. So, I think, have you raced in any other major late model series type race?
Other than the US LMA, I haven't, no.
Yeah, I think I talked to your dad about 2 years ago or so. Seems to me that somehow or another, through a website that I deal with, Karnak.com, it seems that I've been in touch with your dad. I'm looking at your website, it's very familiar. So, do you have any idea what you're going to do next year?
It's all kind of up in the air right now. We really don't know.
Yeah. Thoughts of maybe racing the challenge division of the ASA, or are you looking for maybe going somewhere else, or is it about finding that magical sponsorship that's going to help you get over the hump?
Just to tell you the truth, I really don't know what we have planned. I mean, we're looking at a lot of stuff. We really want to go into we want to stay in the ASA. I don't know if we're going to stay in North or Challenge. It depends on what we work out with our team. But, I really don't know what we have planned for next year.
Yeah.
We're all just kind of thinking about it.
Who would make that decision? You and your dad or you and the team?
Probably me and my dad and my racing coach.
Who's your racing coach?
My racing coach is Robert Gayton. He's in Albuquerque, which is about 3 hours south of us.
Yeah.
And he's a really, really good guy. He used to do a lot of off-road Baja racing and stuff.
Yeah.
And then he messed around a lot with the Unsers, actually, because they're from Albuquerque. Got to mess around with them a lot. And he hasn't really raced any late models or anything, but I mean, he knows kind of, you know, being in a Baja race, which is,
oh boy,
a lot of hours long. He kind of coached me along. I mean, I give a lot of my success to him because he's been able to basically, you know, there's that learning curve that you have to go through if you get into a new series, like in the Legends cars. He was in Legends for a while, and there was that learning curve, and by adding Robert into that, we kind of shortened that up a little bit and took a lot less time learning. Like what we did, we kind of got rid of having to learn how to set up the car, and how he kind of helped me out. And he helped me out a lot on the road course, which the road course in the Legends car is you know, a pretty crazy race because legends like to slide around a lot and just go crazy out there. And a legend car is a hard car to drive. And I got to give Road Course also a lot of credit for the car, the kind of car control that I have.
Whoa. This, I don't know what that was.
Alex?
Yeah?
Okay. I want to make sure we didn't lose you. I don't know what that all that noise was about. But in any event, when do you graduate from high school?
I graduate in 2010, 2 years.
So 2 years. You got two more full years of school.
He's a sophomore, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah.
So how do the kids in school, what do they think about this adventure you're on? I mean, this is wild.
A lot of them really don't quite understand. They're, you know, New Mexico's not really a racing state. We only have one asphalt track.
Yeah.
The whole entire state.
But do they relate it to like NASCAR and stuff like that?
They do. Sometimes they relate it to NASCAR. And
yeah.
Other times they think it's little go-karts running around on a little dirt track and they have to show them a picture or something. And they freak out. So.
Yeah, buddy. You go to these websites where there's all this news written about you and articles and pictures, and that's probably got to be awesomely cool. Are you a big NASCAR fan yourself?
I'm a NASCAR fan. I don't watch it every weekend because most of the time I'm traveling during the race.
Uh-huh.
And I don't really watch it either, even if I am home, because watching the race is kind of boring to me.
I knew you were going to say that.
Watching that race, I'll be, all right, I'll stop thinking about that race and start thinking about my previous race or what race I'm going to next, or I'll just stop thinking about that race, and then pretty soon it'll get boring.
Don't you love the youth and their honesty?
I'm telling you, it's just really cool. And Alex, I must say, please don't take this wrong, but for your age and being a sophomore in high school, you handle yourself extremely well in this interview. I sincerely, yeah, that's very, very important when it comes to maintaining sponsorship is, you know, being able to speak well and you know, talk your thoughts out, and you do very well at that. Who is your major sponsor in your racing team?
We really don't have any major sponsors. We have racetalkradio.com, which is Dennis Michelson, which is basically ASA's radio, basically like the voice of radio, of ASA radio. And
sure.
We're kind of sponsored by him, not really through anything, we are sponsored by him. And then we also carry the Dream Factory logo on our car. The Dream Factory is for a foundation for kids with chronic illnesses. And we actually, at I-70, we had a big group of Dream Factory kids come out, and we got to hang out with a lot of really, really cool kids.
That's neat, man. That's very cool. All right. So, Terry, go ahead.
No, I just, it was interesting that Trent Snyder finished first. He's 23, and he's 15, and Brandon Johnson is how old, Jack?
Brandon Johnson is 22.
22. So, again, we were talking earlier about the young guns, and Peter Cozzolino's in second place in points, but we talk about him being the old guy, and he's not even in his 40s yet.
Yeah. Well, and Jeff Choquette leading the South Division. Travis Dassau, who this weekend coming up is going will go down. All he's got to do is finish, I think, 21st at Pensacola at Five Flag Speedway. He's another youngster. I mean, it's definitely racing as we were talking with Pete Hamilton, who won the 1970 Daytona 500. And we asked him about we weren't talking specifically about youngsters in the ASA or anything, but we were just talking about like the youngsters in NASCAR, and he had nothing but praise for the young talent and thought it was pretty cool. So it is what it is, man.
And hopefully One of these times we can talk to, Alex in the next few years and talk to him about his NASCAR ride.
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, we wish you the very best, Alex, and keep getting them, man. Keep pedaling. And I was just looking at the picture that they on the ASA. If you go to ASALateModels.com, there's a picture there of Trent Snyder with the ladies in the winner's circle. I think that's where you're headed, man. I think that's where you're going to go.
Thank you.
Pretty cool. Terry, go ahead.
All right. No, I just want to thank him again for coming on the show, and I'm sure we'll be talking to him way more in the future.
Just keep doing that homework there, Alex, and you'll be fine,
make
man.
Make sure you get your homework done so your dad, you know, so your dad will let you talk to us again.
All right, thank
all
you.
All right, man. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, Terry.
Another young gun.
Yeah, it's amazing. 15 years old, sophomore in high school. Racing 130 miles an hour around I-70 Speedway, Terry.
I think next week's show we should have everybody over 40 on the show.
Yeah, too much, huh? And, you know, it's what we're going to do now, I guess, is we're going to take a very short break, and we are going to come back with Brandon Johnson, 22-year-old, who was – look like for all the world he had a shot at winning that thing out at I-70, and all year long he's been having, even though he's second in points, he's had several tire failures at key points in races that have kept him out of the winner's circle. He did win wire to wire. I mean, he smoked him at New Smyrna Speedway. But Brandon Johnson, we're going to talk to Brandon for a little bit, and we will be right back.
All right, Jeff.
Your online racing community since 1997. Carnac.com is racing classifieds, racing photos, racing news, lively racing message boards, chat rooms, multimedia, and so much more. And if your race team or racing business needs a website, or your website needs a fire lit under it, look no further than Carnac.com. From affordable web hosting to fancy flash animation, Carnac gets it done.
Are you ready to win? If so, it's time to move up to 5-Star Race Car Bodies. 5-Star Race Car Bodies designs and manufactures the highest quality race car body components. Short tracks, drag strips, road courses, and even in the desert, 5-Star has one driving passion: to help you win. 5-Star Race Bodies designs and manufactures for NASCAR, Grand Am, NHRA, IHRA, SCCA, short track asphalt, short track dirt, USAC, USAR, Hooters Pro Cup, and the ASA Late Model Series. Find out more today. 5starbodies.com.
At Port City Racing, it's about winning. From lug nuts to complete race cars and 12,000 parts in between. Whether you're new to racing or a seasoned veteran, you'll find what you need at Port City Racing. Since 1981, Port City Racing has been producing winners. Drag racing, circle track, and much more. You can now browse through our Port City Racing catalog on the web. View and shop online right from your race shop. PortCityRacing.com. That's PortCityRacing.com. The O'Reilly Auto Parts ASA Fast Lane. Only on Real Racing USA. Meet the racers of America's most exciting short track racing series every Wednesday night from 8 p.m. until 9 p.m. From the Milwaukee Mile to Bristol Motor Speedway, Five Flags in Nashville, the ASA is the racing series where young talent meets wily veterans in extreme short track competition. O'Reilly is America's auto parts store, and the ASA is America's premier late model series. O'Reilly Auto Parts ASA Fast Lane gets you close to the action and behind the scenes with the real stories from the drivers themselves. The O'Reilly ASA Fast Lane, only on Real Racing USA.
And speaking of the ASA, we have one of the hot shoes from the ASA Late Model South who just went out to I-70 Speedway and put on a pretty one hell of a show out there. Brandon Johnson, welcome back to Real Racing USA Live.
Thanks for having me.
Brandon, second in the points right now. It's looking good this year, isn't it, brother?
Yeah, it's turning out pretty good. It's more than I thought for our first year in ASA, well, late models in general. I mean, we're pretty consistent, and we've been
starting to qualify a lot better now, too.
Now, Brandon, and we were up there in Sonoya Raceway for the second race of the weekend. That weekend, been to South George Motorsports Park the night before, and then you're up at Sonoya, and I asked you about if you were going to be able to make it to I-70, and you weren't even sure you were going to be able to get out there.
Yeah, it was a pretty big struggle just to make it there. I mean, we made up pretty fortunate on the Georgia doubleheader weekend that our car was still together and we didn't really have any damage. But, I mean, because I'm pretty much the only one that works on a car during a week, so I had to switch everything over to get up to I-70. And my dad, fortunately, he made just enough money so we can get up there and back. And I got to thank my grandma, too. She pays our gas to get up and back, too. So that really helped out.
You know, Brandon, I look at the points race right now, and there's a lot of drivers there that, you know, got some high buck sponsors and all that stuff. And you're sitting right there in second, got that one win right there. And you're just running by your bootstraps, basically.
Yeah, it's pretty much a shoestring operation we have right now. I mean, we could really use a sponsor. I feel that we could do a whole lot better if we did. But, I mean, I'm learning a lot doing it all by myself, though. But it would be a big help if we would have extra help or just more people to help us in the pits and stuff like that.
Well, that's why, you know, one of the reasons we were originally going to have you on Wednesday night's ASA, O'Reilly ASA Fastlane show, but I wanted to have you on so we had a little more time. And I'm just curious as all get out as to how you're able to pull this off. Maybe you don't know.
No, I mean, we just keep learning every time we go out. I mean, we got a lot of people, a lot of resources. We ask a lot of questions, and we try and get as much information as we can, and we just take everybody's information, and we just put it all through the car, and different things we use, different information we use from different people, and we just try and get as much information as we can, and we just get out there, and I don't know, maybe it's some luck, but it's been working for us, so we'll keep on doing it.
Well, it wasn't luck at New Smyrna because, I mean, nobody had anything for you at that race.
No, New Smyrna, I mean, I've had a pretty lot of laps around there in a truck, but that was the first time in a late model there. But we did test there like 2 weeks earlier, and I feel that really helped out a lot. But these tracks coming up, or actually all the tracks after that and before that, we haven't tested at. So I feel that was a big advantage with testing.
Now, I know you'd never seen I-70 in your life, right?
No, I've never even seen any track like that.
Now, I haven't been there. Rick, you haven't been there, right?
No.
Uh-uh. Okay, now, from everything that people who have been there a lot and have raced there tell me, this is a high-banked, monster, faster-than-Bristol kind of racetrack. And tell us about your adventure out there, man, because you did really good.
Yeah, I mean, I showed up there Friday night, and I watched a couple people out there practicing and stuff. Track was, it looked kind of intimidating a little bit getting out there. I mean, the track is huge, banked really bad, or a lot of banking in the track. And I talked to a couple local people there about setups and things like that, and it seemed that we were pretty close to what everybody else was running. So we went out there Saturday, and we were just practicing all day, and we got the car racing good. And we went out Sunday and qualified, and we qualified decent. And then we got lucky with the draw. It helped us out, and we set us on the outside pole. And then we led a bunch of laps. And the last 10 laps of the race, we cut a left rear tire down and kind of chanced for a real good finish. But we ended up finishing 11th anyway.
Where were you running when you cut the tire down?
We were running second.
Yeah.
We were right behind the 88. I think we led all the way up until like lap 130.
Yeah.
In the first half of the race, we were really good. Our car was just about perfect. We just had a little trouble coming off four. But then we bolted on the new set of tires, and the car tightened up just a little bit. And the 88 was allowed to get her, that allowed him to get around us. And we definitely would have finished second, I would think. I mean, me and the 88 pulled away from the rest of the field. but that last 10, I must have just picked up something and cut the left rear down.
So it wasn't intimidating and after you got actually going, huh?
No, once you get out there, I mean, it's a pretty big track. You don't really feel the speed too much, but, I mean, you definitely know you're flying.
Well, you know, Brandon, you say that, you know, you ask a lot of questions and you apply it to the racing. I think next year a lot of people are going to be asking you a lot of questions.
Yeah, maybe. I don't know if that's a good idea, but, yeah.
Who sets up your car? Who does your setup?
Pretty much I do everything. I mean, I do it all at our, because we have a little two-car garage at our house. And I, during the week and during when I'm not working, I do all the setup, all the alignment, all that stuff. And then when we get to the racetrack, my dad, he does the tires. And that's how our car gets done, and that's our setups.
Who taught you?
Just a lot, just questions, just asking people, being around, like, we started being around Sean Bass's team and those guys about a couple of years ago, and I just pick up on things, and we just go from there, and a lot of it, you translate a lot of it from go-karts, you know, they don't use springs, you can still use, like, the wedges and things like that to figure out what you need to do.
How old are you now, Brandon?
22.
Yeah. I think you learned pretty good. How can you apply racing with the trucks compared to the late model?
The trucks is just a lot of throttle control, I think. I think that really helped me out, throttle control and just being patient. Because, I mean, I learned a lot from the trucks because I went straight from a go-kart to a truck, and they were pretty much totally different. So I figured I learned a lot from the truck, and that helped me out with the throttle control for the late model and things like that.
Yeah, going from the truck to the late model is almost completely different again, isn't it?
Yeah, it was better, I think, because, I mean, in the truck, I mean, you get to the corner, and the truck just doesn't turn. With these late models, you get down in the corner, and they actually turn, and then you get back on the gas, and you got 10 inches of tire to stick, so... It's a little easier to drive at some point.
Now you got DeSoto Speedway coming up here in a few weeks. Have you got any laps on that track yet?
No, I haven't. That's one of the Florida tracks I haven't even seen yet. So.
Oh, I didn't know that.
No, I haven't raced there or seen it yet. But I'm trying to get out there Thursday for a test. So, but I don't know if we're going or not right now.
Yeah, that's just coming Thursday? Yeah, it would have to be, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, because the race is coming up a week after that?
Yeah, October 6th, yep. The race is.
Yeah, so I'm just fascinated by the fact, I noticed when I was at, I think it was Sonoya again, I noticed that when the cars were coming up to the, you're going through their tech stuff. And there's Brandon, and I guess your girlfriend or your wife?
No, my girlfriend.
Your girlfriend, I'm sorry. He's there with his girlfriend. There was one other guy. Brandon's got his uniform half off, and he's doing all the work. Now, the car in front of him's got like
12 guys.
12 guys pushing the car, all in uniforms, doing all kinds of things. And that was the moment where it struck me that there's something different going on in the Brandon Johnson camp.
There's real work going on.
Yeah, it's a little different with us. I mean, we really can't afford anything more than what we have right now. And I mean,
you're from the Orlando area, right?
Yeah, Longwood.
Yeah, Longwood. Go ahead. What were you going to say there?
I mean, you saw what was going on. I mean, that's pretty much all we can afford is just me, my dad, and what other people we can get there to help us. And I mean, I don't know. I don't know what else to say about that.
Well, I'll tell you what, you're holding your own, man. It's
no doubt.
Somebody, you're somebody that Florida race fans can certainly be proud of, and I mean that sincerely. It's very, you're doing one hell of a good job, and we look forward to seeing you at DeSoto Super Speedway on October the 6th.
5th and 6th.
5th and 6th for the ASA Late Model Series. Probably expect a whole bunch of I'm sure we'll talk to you again before that on our other show, but you expect a lot of Florida guys who maybe aren't racing it. I mean, a lot of guys have dropped out, Brandon, that dropped out of running the whole series because they couldn't either afford it or they couldn't cut the mustard. Do you expect to see a lot of those guys maybe come back to DeSoto?
Yeah, I think a couple more will be there, especially like Anthony Campia, I would think, and
yeah,
a few others that I know they've been running there with their car. So
right.
I expect them to come out there and probably be pretty contending for the win or a top five. I mean, if we're in there, they have a lot of laps there in a late model. So I think there'll be probably a few more Florida people there than it had been.
Yeah, it should be a good night of racing.
Yeah, so you're about 100 points or so behind Jeff Choquette. And, I guess there's three points races left.
Yeah.
DeSoto, Hickory, and then Birmingham.
Birmingham,
yeah. And how did you do at Birmingham earlier this year? I think Bo Slocum won out there. How did you do?
Yeah, Bo passed me for the lead. I led 100 of the laps there in the last 25. Same thing with tires. We had a right rear going down. So it seems like tires this year have just been biting us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, we had this at South Georgia, too, during that doubleheader.
That's right.
We were running fourth and had to come in for a right front flat. And we came back through and finished sixth there, I think. But, at Birmingham, we ended up finishing second. So we had a pretty good car there, too. So that's a pretty wild track, too.
Birmingham?
Yeah.
Yeah, I understand. It's a fast place.
Yeah, it's real flat and you run up against the wall kind of like Darlington. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. All right, man. Well, I'll tell you what, though. I'm glad you could spend some time with us here tonight. And still looking for that big sponsorship. Still looking for somebody to pay attention to number 41 in the
AS.
They
need to.
Yeah,
need
absolutely,
to.
Man. Definitely. Absolutely. Somebody needs to step up and pay attention here because there's you're looking now. You want to finish, obviously. We don't want to get too far ahead, but have you already made plans for next year, or are you just going to wait and see how things work out this year?
Yeah, we're just kind of waiting and seeing because, I mean, I would like to get into, like, a CRA car or something like that, or maybe run the ASA Challenge Series. But, I mean, as it stands right now, I think the South is about as much as I could afford right now.
Right.
So, I mean, we're just kind of waiting and seeing and hoping, kind of.
All right, Brandon.
Trying to get my name out there more and more exposure for myself, and maybe something will happen for me.
Well, you're the one that they need to be looking at because front to rear, top to bottom, behind the wheel, he knows how to do it.
All right, Brandon Johnson, ASA Late Model Southern Division. Hey, it's good talking with you, man, and we'll if we don't talk to you beforehand, we probably will, but if we don't talk to you before, we'll see you at DeSoto Super Speedway October the 6th.
Definitely. Thanks for having me on.
Hey, thank you.
I'll be talking to you again after DeSoto.
Yeah. All right, Brandon.
All right, man.
All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Yeah, man. Somebody needs to pick up on this boy right here, man. This dude.
I keep trying to find what's wrong with this picture, man. It's just mind-boggling.
When he won at New Smyrna. I mean, the kid took off and was gone. Jeff Choquette, I got an interview with Jeff Choquette.
That's right.
I had nothing
he
for
had
Brandon Johnson.
Nothing for him, man.
You know, and Jeff's got a good piece under him. And
a lot of experienced people right there in his.
Well, Jeff's got experience. I mean, look at the laps that he's got at New Smyrna. Yeah. He's won the Governor's Cup.
Boggles my mind.
Boggles my mind, too.
All right, we're back. The O'Reilly ASA Fastlane show for this week as we're going to put a wrap on it. That was Brandon Johnson, another youngster, doing one hell of a job out there. I mean, it's just unbelievable what some of these young kids are doing without very much money at all.
Yeah, can you imagine, Jack, if they had a little money, what they could do? Because I would say 80% of the teams out there against them have enough funds to do what they want to do. And if we could just imagine what people like Brandon Johnson and Trent Snyder and those guys would, if they had a little bit of money, where they could do what they want to do.
Because
they can't now because they don't have the funds to do
although,
what they want to do.
Although, one thing that Trent said that I found to be very telling, and this listening to the interview again with Brandon Johnson, Trent alluded to, you know, one of the things that since they don't have money, they had to run on, they run practice on a lot of tires that aren't all that good, and they, you know, these kinds of things, they got to stretch it and really take advantage of everything that they do have, and that's what's putting them in good stead and making them win races and run in the top five is they're using everything they do have to its fullest. And
exactly.
And that's, there's nothing, there's something to be said for that, you know. There's something to be said for that.
And on the other hand, Jack, if they didn't, if they had more money than they knew what to do with, they might get complacent, too, and not do the little things that they do.
That's right.
They don't have money.
We have seen some drivers fall away this year, not only in the ASA, but in some other series around the country, where that was exactly the case, where I don't think they didn't have to work as hard and struggle as hard to get to the track, and their results weren't as good. So there you have it. This weekend, I do believe Dennis Michelson and the guys at Race Talk Radio are going to broadcast the, I believe that they're going to broadcast the race live from the Challenge Division final at Five Flag Speedway in Pensacola, where they're going to put a crown on Travis Dassault.
Yeah, and no outside chance of him wrecking and somebody else beating him?
Boy, I tell you what, it would be a long, long shot for that to happen. He's got to finish 21st or better, and I'm sure there's a whole bunch of other things that have to happen even if he were to finish 26th, you know what I mean?
Right. Well, James from Buda, Texas is probably hoping the stars align and everything happens.
Yeah, they better because, you know, and it's interesting. Colt James, who's chasing Travis Dassault, Colt won the first race of the year at San Antonio Speedway, and the darn Speedway's not even open anymore. Amazing how it all works. But, Terry, we're going to have to book it up here, and I'll tell you what, man. Once again, it has been the O'Reilly ASA Fast Lane.
It's been a wonderful show, and it's going to get better every week, and I just can't wait until the Pensacola race this weekend, and hopefully we'll have the winner on and the points champion.
All right. For Terry Wall and Jack Smith, we'll see you later.
Take care.
This is O'Reilly ASA Fast Lane. The O'Reilly Auto Parts ASA Fast Lane. Only on Real Racing USA. Meet the racers of America's most exciting short track racing series every Wednesday night from 8 p.m. until 9 p.m. From the Milwaukee Mile to Bristol Motor Speedway, Five Flags in Nashville, the ASA is the racing series where young talent meets wily veterans in extreme short track competition. O'Reilly is America's auto parts store, and the ASA is America's premier late model series. O'Reilly Auto Parts ASA Fast Lane gets you close to the action and behind the scenes with the real stories from the drivers themselves. The O'Reilly ASA Fast Lane, only on Real Racing USA.